The number of veterans and military-related students at Syracuse University continues to grow, and SU officials believe the construction of a new Veterans Resource Center will do more to help the 5% of the campus population that's currently connected to the military. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Katie Quartaro spent 8 years in the Marines before choosing a college, and SU hooked her right away.
From the first glimpse at the website, I knew that this was a great place because it had a separate section for veterans, and that was something that I didn't see in the other schools that I was looking at.
Mike Haney, an SU vice chancellor and executive director of the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at SU, says stories like that show the commitment SU has for vets, and one of the reasons why the Military Times has named it the best private school in the country for veterans. Along with vets, Haney notes that ROTC enrollment is the most ever since World War II.
Part of that enrollment increase that you're seeing is students coming out of high schools that don't necessarily traditionally think of sending folks to Syracuse University.
One thing those ROTC students will find in a year is a grass parade grounds on the roof of the new Veterans Resource Center. That and the largest auditorium and event space on campus are some of the more notable features of the $62 million project under construction on Waverly Avenue. It's expected to open in the spring of 2020. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.